bonus.
Hello? We go out, we hit people in the mouth.
You play to win the game.
Next fan up.
I want winners.
Featuring Pod Vader and the super fans.
They are who we thought they were.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Next Fan Up, the podcast by the fans for the fans. I'm Justin. I'm the Seahawks super fan. We have kind of an intimate show. It's just me and my good buddy Kevin, the Cowboys fan. What's happening, Kevin?
Oh, nothing much. Just relaxing this Sunday afternoon over here. How about you?
Pretty much doing the same. Enjoying the nice weather we have up here in the Pacific Northwest this time of year. So this is the off season. This is July. As you all know, there's not a ton of football happening yet. It's kind of the calm before the storm. I can't believe we are at the tail end of the last month that does not contain any actual football games in it, which is crazy. I'm really excited. So today, because we got Kevin, we're going to talk a lot about the Cowboys. The Cowboys right now dominating the headlines for various reasons. Probably the most interesting team in the league from that standpoint, as well as the fact that they kind of sort of took the league by storm last year, and everybody's waiting to see what that second act is going to be. Before we do that, though, we're going to talk just some of the headlines, a few of the things that are going on around the NFL. All right, before we continue, I do need to mention the Two Pods a Day campaign. We're going to be participating in this in the month of August. What we'll be doing is we'll be encouraging everybody to listen to at least two independent podcasts per day, every day in August. We really want everybody to pay attention. We really believe in the whole indie podcast scene. You know, people talking about things that they know, things that they're passionate about. It's why we do what we do. Please keep an eye out for the hashtag Two Pods a Day on Twitter and Facebook. We're hoping that by the end of this campaign, some people will come give us a listen that haven't listened before. You'll hopefully find a couple shows that you wouldn't have listened to otherwise that you'll really enjoy. Obviously, we're passionate about podcasts. It's why we do it. So once again, in August, just pay attention. We're going to be talking about the Two Podcasts a Day campaign. You ready to get to it, Kevin?
Let's get on with it.
All right. So the very first one on my list today, Michael Orr was released by the Panthers. Michael Orr, a lot of people know from the movie The Blind Side, starring the absolutely lovely Sandra Bullock. He's had kind of an up or down career. Seemed to have really found his place there in with the Panthers, but now he's a free agent. There seemed to be some thought that he was in particular miffed about them getting rid of the general manager, and he was kind of alone in that. So, Kevin, you see more good offensive linemen than anybody else on this show. Is Michael Orr an NFL-caliber offensive lineman?
Well, let's see, Michael Orr. I mean, he is definitely worthy of a roster spot. I think he would probably be in the bottom half of left tackle options at this point in his career, but nonetheless, he's still talented enough, in my opinion, to be on an NFL roster, and he definitely will be. As you said, this is the last month without actual NFL games going on. So injuries, unfortunately, we're going to start hearing about them, and he's going to find a spot on a roster soon in no time, I would imagine. The Jets, perhaps. I mean, the Jets don't have any offensive line. I mean, what? No surprise there. They don't have much talent anywhere, so they don't have talent on the offensive line. But he'll find his way on a team. He's not going to be a major upgrade, but he's a Band-Aid. He's a one-year Band-Aid, so... But he'll find a job. He'll find a job for sure. Unless he, unless he punches someone in the face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we could use him, I'll tell you that. It sounds like he had a concussion last year, only played a couple of games. But this isn't far after he signed a 3-year, $22 million contract. So, yeah, he's definitely a player to keep an eye on for those offensive linemen needy teams. You mentioned the Jets.
Be great, right? Do they still have George Fant, or did they let him go?
We still got George Fant. He's penciled in as our left tackle.
He's penciled in. No, that's encouraging.
Shut up, Kevin.
No, you guys should definitely give him a shot. I don't see why not. What? There's nothing to lose.
All right, next time I see Paul Allen, I'll tell him to give him a ring.
Yeah, please do. It's a no-brainer, in my opinion.
All right. Do we care about this story? O.J. Simpson.
Oh. Do I care about it? I mean, it's comical. It's just funny. It's just funny to... Not funny, but it's... People always reminisce about O.J. I mean, 2016 was like the year of OJ with all those documentaries and stuff. So, I mean, OJ in the news is just always gold, whether it just be something like this that is so minor and insignificant. But I'm sure he'll be in the news again somewhat soon, hopefully for something somewhat positive.
The Hall of Fame did come out and say that he will receive his invitation to their annual dinners just like every other Hall of Famer. So are you ready to see him roll up in his gold jacket?
Yeah, definitely. OJ, anywhere OJ is fine by me. Let's get the cameras over there and something's going to happen. If not, it's just fun to have cameras on OJ at all times.
All right. How about this? Here's sort of an NFC West story. The Cardinals have re-signed Johnson, the running back, the former Titans star. He was kind of the I should clarify, Chris Johnson, because they have David Johnson. You know, he kind of had a bit of a career resurgence there in Arizona.
He did.
Before David Johnson arrived, and then he got hurt, which kind of paved the way for David Johnson. So what do you think? Is this a good move? Could he possibly have anything left in the gas tank at this point?
I mean, I think it's a good move. Again, it's real. I mean, what was the deal? I imagine it was extremely bargain basement. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, why not? Like, as you said, he was in 2015, was it? Yeah, he was having a bounce back year, a little resurgence in his career after two or three down years at the end of his stint with Tennessee. I mean, I'm sure he's still lightning fast. He's probably, is he 30 yet, Chris Johnson?
Oh, he has to be, right?
31? Let's look.
Yeah, I'll find that out. You keep saying what you were saying.
But yeah, he's still lightning fast, I bet. He only lost his job to David Johnson because he did get hurt. And then David Johnson showed flashes at the end of 2015. Obviously, he was a stud last year. But Bruce Arians also, like, I don't watch a lot of Cardinals games, but I know in 2015, his rookie year, Arians was really hard on David Johnson. Like, the slightest mistake, he would yank Johnson out of the game. And even last year, I remember I was watching a game late in 2016, and he made, like, a little mistake, and he just yanked him out of the game. So Bruce Arians is, like, he would definitely be a great backup running back, a third down back. I mean, Chris Johnson on the field is still going to cause problems. He's still going to cause mismatches. So bargain basement, why not? He's a proven player. Worst comes to worst. There is no worst comes to worst. It's really not a bad move at all. I don't think there's no downside.
Chris Johnson is 31. And I'm with you. I think that there's no risk. You know, at this point, we don't even know if he makes it onto the final roster. But he played well for the team. And I mean, they're going to... I worry with the Cardinals that they're going to take a talent like David Johnson and just grind him into nothing and turn that into a really short career, you know, giving him 30-plus touches a game over and over and over again. So hopefully this takes some of the burden off of him.
Yeah, I mean, is Andre Ellington? Who else is in that Cardinals backfield? Andre Ellington's no longer there, or is he?
I don't remember if Ellington is still there. I think that let's see, just had it in front of me a second ago. I don't know. I mean, honestly, a bunch of nobodies. All right, that's pretty much it for the big news items of the weekend. So let's go ahead and sort of dive into your team a little bit, Kevin. To say that your team has had an interesting offseason would be kind of an understatement. I feel like hardly a week goes by and we don't have some kind of Cowboys-related headline, many of them involving Ezekiel Elliott, but others involving, let's just go down the list for what's happened over the past week. Lucky Whitehead, not very lucky this week. Apparently his
not very lucky at all.
Dog was dog-napped? You want to tell me about that?
From what I hear, that's exactly right. And his dog was dog nap held for ransom by some rapper, I believe. What was his name? Bugatti. Bugatti, yeah, B-O-O Gatti. And I forget the last name of this alleged rapper, but held him for ransom, and he was requesting $20,000 for this gray, silverish baby puppy pit bull. definitely worth 20 grand. If I had the money, I would have paid the ransom for sure. But he was reunited with his pit bull. I'm forgetting the name of the pit bull at the moment, so shame on me. But it was a happy ending, so that's always good.
Yeah, I mean, no matter what the pit bull's name is, it's better than Bugatti Casino, which was the name of that alleged rapper.
Casino, Bugatti Casino.
But what a piece of work that guy is. Yeah, just from reading it, I can see some tweets from some actual like local reporters following along with the story where Lucky White had confirmed that it was his dog, confirming details of the story. It sounds like he ended up paying less than 10 grand, but he did pay an undisclosed amount of money for the dog to get it back.
I mean, we should post the picture of the puppy on the Next Fan Up Twitter handle. I mean, it's worth 10 grand if you're Lucky White. He's got the cash, and I think everyone would agree.
I mean, especially if you have NFL money. I mean, it's
exactly
probably not worth 10 grand to me.
But
if I had millions, I would be as well. All right, for the next one, I will freely admit that this is not news. It's just funny to me. Apparently, TMZ leaked a video of Terrence Williams racing outside of a strip club at 5 in the morning. Now, when I say racing, you're going to think he's getting in his car. Nope. I'm talking foot race, like old-fashioned you and me at the schoolyard. I think I'm faster than you. And this should make you feel better. He absolutely destroyed the guy in the foot race. Again, there's nothing wrong with that. I just thought it was funny. This is, again, just the sort of... This is the stuff that makes you say football season needs to just start, because one of these guys is going to blow an ACL in a strip club foot race or something.
Yeah, I mean, it's no news. We should just be happy he made news foot racing outside of the club instead of an altercation inside the club. So all in all, a very good night for Terrence Williams and the Dallas Cowboys over there. And he was saying he was just racing his friend, waiting for the cab to come. So another responsible act for Terrence Williams, no drunk driving, actually calling an Uber or whatever they do down there. So all in all, Terrence Williams, that is how you be an NFL player in the offseason. Just responsible on all levels. Just well done. Bravo.
the moral compass of the Cowboys, Terrence Williams.
Yeah, right. Exactly. He might not get out of bounds all the time, but he calls cabs and he doesn't bring guns to strip clubs. I mean, you can't say enough about this guy.
Yeah, his off the field IQ is actually better than his on the field IQ. All right, so let's talk about Ezekiel Elliott. All right, I'll go down the list. He's under investigation by the NFL for alleged domestic violence in 2016, and the lady involved tweeted recently, basically, you know. It's something like it's been 1 year since I got out of this abusive relationship, something along those lines. There was a parade or some kind of party, whatever, where he's like pulls down around a woman's shirt in public. He was busted for going 100 miles per hour in a 70 mile per hour zone. And then just recently, he appears to have some sort of involvement in an incident at a bar that left somebody with a broken nose. So what's wrong with him?
Yeah, he's very active.
Is he going to miss any games?
I mean, obviously, as of now, there's no word on him missing games. But every day, it seems more and more likely that a suspension is going to be put down on Zeke and the Cowboys. Not sure how many games, but if I had to guess, it would be two. Because technically, he hasn't done anything to warrant a suspension, not charged with anything. There's no evidence of anything. But Goodell has set such bad precedents in the past for his handling out of suspensions. I mean, I hear that a lot of owners are just whispering in Goodell's ear, just pressuring him to suspend Zeke. Probably, definitely the Patriots are like, Goodell, you did this to us. Other teams I hear are saying the same thing. So he's going to get suspended. It's just only a matter of time. Sooner the better, obviously, just get it over with. But who knows with the NFL how long it could take. I said this a bit on Thursday's show. He obviously has to grow up. I actually said he was a bad person on Thursday's show. I got a little overreact there. probably a very nice guy. He's just an idiot. Although I would probably be the same. But, I mean, he had a pretty decent upbringing. He's smarter than this. He's going to figure it out eventually. Hopefully all this just, like, all three, four things in his face at once coming together. It's like a perfect storm of his idiocy just coming back to haunt him. Hopefully this just gives him a wake-up call that he needs and sort of straightens out here. That's what you can hope. But really, it's off the field, it's been a horrible start. As good as it's been on the field, it's equally bad off the field for Elliott. And last year didn't affect us at all, but it looks like this year, two games is going to be slammed down on him. In my opinion, at least.
Now, you and I were talking about that. You know, the time frame for something like that can be so random, it seems like, from the NFL. Like,
exactly.
Sometimes,
like,
they move quick, announce something immediately. Other times, it takes them, like, halfway into the year before they come up with anything.
Yeah, remember, I think in 2014, it was when LeGarrette Blount was still on the Steelers, him and Le'Veon Bell smoking some blunts in a car. And they didn't get suspended for two games that year for some reason. It was not until the next year that they got. It just doesn't make any sense. I don't know what the hell takes them so long. They're so inefficient. It's just, who knows? But yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's just, who knows when he'll be suspended, but I guarantee he will be.
Yeah, I mean, NFL started that, like, domestic violence investigation over a year ago. And they you would think in a year they either would have found something and, like, issued some kind of discipline, or they would have found nothing and closed the case.
Sometimes it
feels like, you know, they hold things like, I may be cynical, but, you know, they'll say that they have the investigation ongoing, and just to look like they're doing something. I don't know, but again, that might be cynical. Let me ask you this. Ezekiel Elliott, do you have any worries about his ability to mature? Or do you think that this is just, he was, you know, a superstar immediately, a whole lot going on at once, and he just needs to get his stuff figured out?
I think, I mean, I'm probably being just a little hopeful and just wishful here, but I lean towards the latter of what you said there. I think he just all hit him at once, and he sort of just didn't know how to handle it. I mean, especially being a Cowboy, I mean, he's just sort of the center of attention. I mean, the Cowboys are always in the news. So he didn't really know how to handle it. He obviously could have done a lot better. The Cowboys, I mean, every member of the media, whenever it gets brought up, leadership, the Cowboys, everyone says the Cowboys have no leadership. I mean, Jerome Bettis came out saying this, like, just yesterday or whatever. He's like, the problem's not only with Zeke, it's within the Cowboys locker room, blah, blah, blah. I mean, Jerome Bettis, you shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. Just, you know, why are you even on ESPN right now? Just, you should have been fired with a lot of them. But anyway, that's what I can hope. I mean, I think it is. Dez Bryant sort of had a rocky start to his career off the field. He actually had, signed a contract in 2012, what he had to do off field. You can look it up online. It was a ridiculous contract that he had to abide by. He always had a security member with him at all times, like a rotating squad of three. But anyways, but now he's pretty good. Like, he's, besides his little sort of, I'm not even going to call him tantrums. He just gets emotional on the sideline. I have no problem with that whatsoever, but the media needs a story, so they make something of it. But he's calmed down, and he's become a good presence in that locker room, I think. And I think Dak, only with time, is going to only become a better leader, gain more and more confidence from the locker room every game, every snap. I mean, I think it's positive for Zeke that he came into the league with Dak. So they're always sort of going to be connected. So I think he's going to realize at one point, he's like, if I keep messing up like this, blah, 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 Dak's going to just run away with all this credit of transforming the Cowboys, blah, blah, blah. And I want to get lumped in with that. So he needs to keep pace with Dak, Bob, basically, if he wants to. Because Dak is like the perfect NFL citizen right now. If I wasn't a Cowboys fan, I would probably hate him, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. See him at, the Mississippi State Final Four, all these things, all I'd be like, oh my God, I'm sick of this guy, pretty boy, just perfect guy. He's like, he would remind me of Russell Wilson, and I hate Russell Wilson.
I
hate
to
say it, but oh goodness, I just said it out loud. He reminds me of Russell Wilson. So my goodness, it's so terrible.
That, no, no, I'm gonna cut that up and make it into a drop or something. So let's. And I hadn't thought of it from that angle. I do think that is really interesting. I mean, if, you know, because nobody has a bad word to say about Dak Prescott, right? As far as the way he conducts himself,
exactly.
The way he does business, right? You know, there's, you know, he's only been in the league for a year. So the biggest question we have is, you know, can he be as impressive this year? Right? That's literally the harshest thing we have to say about him is, boy, he had a great year last year. I wonder if he can do it again. So and like these two are going to be tied to each other for as long as they're. I mean, potentially for their entire careers, even if they go different directions at some point. So that's really well said. Speaking of pretty boys and swag, Dez Bryant. It's not a perfect citizen nowadays. He did show up 3 hours late to the team facility and missed the conditioning test this past week from NFL.com has reported. What's that?
He was coming. I forget where he was coming from. Let me look it up right now. But he was coming from like some charity event in which he spent like $30,000. It was very honorable in why he was late. Let me just put that out there.
Yeah, so from what I've been able to read on Thursday night, the night before, he took his hometown out for barbecue and kickball, which is, you know, the sort of thing you can do when you're a millionaire from a small town. Apparently it cost him about $20,000.
Exactly. Very honorable thing to do. He sort of he got caught up in it, blah, blah, blah. Very excusable, and who really cares he missed a meeting and conditioning test? I'm sure he's in shape, and I'm sure he doesn't really need to hear what needs to be said in a meeting at this hour.
Yeah, you don't think, though, that if you are going to say he's one of the leaders of the team and that, like, he sets the example for everybody, that it's more important that he shows up to these things rather than, you know, a guy who's, you know, on the bubble to even make the roster?
I mean, you could look at it like that, of course. But, it sort of says, like, it sends a message like it's really not that important. But if you're on the bubble to make the roster, yeah, you sort of want Dez there, I guess, to sort of be like, look, Dez tries so hard for the Cowboys, blah, blah, blah. You want him there to encourage you. And if he's not there, he's like, oh, my, the star of this team's really not here, blah, blah, blah. He starts questioning the Cowboys and what they stand for, blah, blah. But, I mean, you know, honestly, it's fine. Like, it has... It's sort of, you could look at it like that, the way you said, of course, everyone else is going to look at it like that. Sure, he's not a true leader. He's not ever going to be that Tom Brady, Peyton Manning leader. I'm not saying that, but he's definitely not a problem anymore for the Cowboys. In practice, I hear he's great with the rookies and all that stuff. He's on them. He works with them. And I hear the rookies say the same thing. That's a great benefit for them, learning from one of the best and how he's so intense in practice. So he shows it other ways. Yeah, he's not perfect. He's not a perfect leader. He's never going to be a perfect leader. But Dez is what he is, and what he is effective.
Just a couple more news items on the Cowboys I'm going to grill you on. What's going on with David Irving? He was a no-show a couple years ago. It sounds like he's rejoining the team. What's going on?
Well, he's going to be suspended. He's suspended for the first four games of the year for some drug issue. He came into the league with off-the-field problems from Iowa State. He had problems at Iowa State. That's pretty much it with David. He's flashed potential the last 2 years, especially last year towards the later end of the season. He pretty much had almost a whole season's worth of highlights in the Green Bay Packers Week 6 game and the Tampa Bay game combined. If you go back and look at the fourth quarter of the Tampa Bay game, it's incredible. I think Irving had, it felt like he pressured Winston every play, had like 2.5 sacks in the fourth quarter. it was ridiculous. But he has off the field problems. That much like the rest of the Cowboys, he has off the field problems. Shocker, shocker there. Especially the defensive line. The defensive line has been getting suspended left and right the last few years. Of course, we have Greg Hardy.
Haven't even brought up Randy Gregory.
Yeah. Rolando McClain's out on
that. In fact, this past April, fail his 7th drug test.
Yeah, definitely never going to suit up again for the Cowboys. Probably never again in the NFL. It's sort of
free suspension short of a free sandwich.
Yeah, exactly. Oh God, it is funny, but it's sad. It's sad that Randy Gregory can't get his act together. But there must be some underlying problem. It's just not just weed with Gregory, obviously. But yeah, and then Rolando McClain, obviously, is not defensive line, but 2014, he was pretty good for us. And then he was also suspended that year. He never really liked to practice with the Cowboys, though. And then, of course, last year he was suspended for the first 10 games. Then he failed, like, another test. And just a mess all over the place. I don't really – much like – it's like the Cowboys with suspensions, like the Chargers with injuries. It just happens all the time. And this is not – it is sort of worrisome. I don't know why, like, is Jason Garrett, like – is he a pushover like that? Like, did no one respect Garrett? They're like, oh, we'll do anything. It doesn't even matter. I don't know. Like, are the Cowboys just drafting bad dudes? Like, are we getting that unlucky? Or are we just, like, not screening for character? It just doesn't make any sense. Like, the Cowboys, like, everyone gets suspended. It's the entire front seven just gets suspended left and right. It just makes no sense to me. I don't understand. And we got Damian Wilson, who might get suspended. He had, like, a little altercation, physical assault. I don't know. He's probably going to get suspended a game or two. Nolan Carroll, secondary member, but he's DWI on July 4th or whatever. He'll probably get suspended in 2 games or something. So, I don't know. I need all these suspensions to just be handed out so I know what the Cowboys are working with. And the season just needs to start so games can be played and suspensions can stop being talked about.
Yeah, I mean, I think in summary, that's exactly what we need. Man, you could form almost a Pro Bowl team with just your suspended defensive players. That's a lot of talents not suiting up right now. All right, I think that's where we'll cut it off there. If we want to hear more about Dez's pretty boy swag, where can we find you?
You can find him on Twitter at DezGotPBSwag. That's where you can find all my insightful opinions about the Cowboys and other football-related matters. Once again, DezGotPBSwag. Give me a shout over there. Pleasure speaking with you this lovely Sunday afternoon and this rainy Sunday afternoon in New York City.
Oh, yeah, it's actually right here in the Seattle area, which is not that common. Yeah, so if anybody has any more Cowboy insight, the next time a player gets suspended, we haven't had one in a couple of days, so there's probably another one coming up soon for the Cowboys. Absolutely hit him up. You can reach me at KOREIS. Make sure you follow the show. That's at NFU Podcast. If you have questions, topics you want us to talk about, if you want to talk a little bit more about exactly what is going on there in Dallas or anywhere else, you can email us. It's nextfanup@gmail.com. You can also find our website, nextfanup.wordpress.com, where we might be posting a adorable puppy picture if we can track one down.
I forgot to promise that. Oh, good.
That's right. So you're on the hook for it. And with that, we're going to turn it over to Landry Jones. There you have it.
Next week will be next week. Today I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to go back home and hang out.